Let's talk about Thomas signing his letter of intent. Carl, once again, the University of Nebraska. Kearney, boy, this kid has been a workhorse the last couple of years, battling his way back from an injury today. Had his, what, his first meet, I think, the other day. And just, you got to be proud as can be getting that track scholarship, aren't you?
Absolutely. You know, Thomas is a kid who, you know, really, there's probably four sports he could be doing at the next level. You know, he could be a football player. Certainly, you know, probably missed out on what we kind of guessed might have been a state championship wrestling season, you know, and school record holder in four different events. I mean, two individual and part of two relays here, and part of that, you know, or state record holder in the 4x4, you know, and then he's a good baseball player too. So we're proud of Thomas and you know, unfortunate with his injury. You know, he tore his ACL the first football game out, missed almost the entire season, missed all of wrestling. And, you know, he's back, coming back quick here. It's, you know, we're at 7 months, I think it is, 7.5, something like that. He's fully cleared, but there's some work left to do. But, you know, he's a kid who we know he's going to continue to put the work in, continue to just grind away, and hopefully here by the middle of May we'll have him back.
You had a chance to watch him in your first meet the other day up at Perkins County. I know he wasn't happy with his times, and they're a little slower than what he's used to and everything, but I'm sure you're what a battle coming back just to get back in the track, and it was good to see him back out there again, wasn't it?
Oh, for sure. And you know, he's a kid, he's not used to getting beat very much, you know, and so he saw some guys beat him, you know, even from our own team, and you know, so that's hard. That's really hard when you're trying to come back from an injury and you're not quite where you want to be. But even then, you know, I had three events planned for him just to kind of get him back going, and he said, no, I want to do all four. And so, you know, that's where his mentality is. It's gonna eat at him a little bit, but that's gonna help motivate him too. And I think meet by meet, we're just going to see him continue to come closer and closer to that high bar that he's already set for himself.
Yeah, he's used to being a workhorse, and he doesn't want to change that, does he?
No, he doesn't. No, you're not going to. You can ask Thomas to let up or do less, but he's not going to do it. So.